Welcome back to the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast, where we dive deep into the matrix of technology, coding, and everything AI. I'm Alex, your guide through the technical jungle.
And I'm Jamie, the one holding the map upside down and asking, are we there yet? Glad you're with us today because we're exploring the fascinating world of vibe coding.
That's right, Jamie. Vibe coding isn't about typing code to lo-fi beats, though that can be part of it. It's about hitting that sweet spot of coding where your skills perfectly match the challenge, and you're so absorbed that time just flies.
So it's like being in the zone? I get that when I'm playing video games or deep into a binge-watch session. Didn't know there was a tech equivalent.
Exactly. It's like the flow state, but for coding. Mihaly Csikszentmihalyi, a psychologist, first described this state. When you're in flow, your productivity and creativity skyrocket.
Hold up, Alex. How do you just casually drop into this flow state? My coding sessions are more like stare at the screen, type a bit, get coffee, repeat.
Well, Jamie, it's about setting the stage right. Your physical and digital workspace plays a huge role. Good lighting, a comfy chair, and noise control can significantly impact your vibe.
Oh, so my cluttered desk and the pile of coffee cups are probably not helping, huh?
Probably not, Jamie. But it's also about the tools and the coding stack you choose. They need to resonate with you on a technical and emotional level. It's about finding that coding stack that feels just right.
Ah, so when I'm wrestling with TypeScript, it's not just me being dramatic. It could be a vibe mismatch.
Heh, you could say that. But it's also about how you approach coding. Vibe coding involves a mental model. Imagine a loop where you set an intention, code deeply, get feedback, and then adjust based on that feedback.
Sounds like a dance. Step one, set the stage. Step two, get into the groove. Step three, keep the rhythm, and step four, take a bow?
I'd pay to see that dance, Jamie. But you've got the gist. And within this loop, you're constantly seeking that balance between challenge and skill to stay in the flow.
But what about when you're just not feeling it? Or when the code just refuses to cooperate?
Great question. That's where the environment, mindset, and perhaps even your coding rituals come into play. Sometimes a simple change like silencing notifications or a clean workspace can reignite that coding vibe.
Got it? Silence my phone, clear my desk, maybe light a candle or two. Set the mood for some serious coding romance.
Whatever works for you, Jamie. But it's not just about individual practices. Team dynamics and culture play a significant role in sustaining that vibe coding environment.
So, vibe coding is a team sport too? I can see how a shared playlist or coding rituals could add to that.
Absolutely. And as technology evolves, tools like AI-assisted coding are becoming part of the vibe coding toolkit, helping remove friction and providing real-time feedback.
Speaking of evolution, how do you see vibe coding changing as we move forward?
As AI tools become more adaptive and context-aware, they'll further enhance our ability to stay in flow, making the coding process even more intuitive and enjoyable.
This has been enlightening, Alex. I'm ready to clean up my workspace, find my coding stack soulmate, and dive into the flow. Any final tips for our listeners looking to master the art of vibe coding?
Start simple. Focus on creating a distraction-free environment and choose tools that resonate with you. And remember, vibe coding is a journey, not a destination. Enjoy the process.
Thanks, Alex, and thank you to all our listeners for tuning in. If you've enjoyed this deep dive into the world of vibe coding, don't forget to subscribe to Nerd Level Tech AI Cast for more tech insights.
Until next time, keep coding and keep those vibes high.
And maybe, just maybe, try turning the map the right way up.
Good luck with that, Jamie.